Please turn to page B4, Daniel chapter 2 for tonight. In Daniel chapter 1, Daniel determined to honor God by not defiling his body with the king's food. Now then God gave him wisdom 10 times better than other people. Chapter 2 talk about then the king had a dream. A dream talk about something that he do not know. So it is an issue of facing unknown. We want to study what is the response of the king, what is the response of God's people, Daniel, and we should understand that God, the Holy Spirit, can reveal all kinds of mysteries in our life. Now, of course, in our daily life, we also will face a lot of unknown. If you are now live in Lebanon, you see that many people who return back from Lebanon, they can tell you they were very terrified over there because they do not know if the missile is going to land at the locations that they are facing unknown. Now, in our daily life, sometimes we also face things like this. For example, you might be scared because we are going to a new college. You might be a little bit scared if you want to move to a new place where many strangers are surrounding you. Or your marriage, you do not know what will happen in the future. Now, in the future, you are going to face many unknowns. And of course, we shall learn from Daniel's response. But from the king's response, we also can tell what ordinary people react. Usually, ordinary people react. First reaction to a noun is that they are panic. They do not know what to do. And sometimes even lost of sleep. Please turn to Daniel chapter 2, verse 1. Daniel chapter 2, verse 1. Now, in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams, and his spirit was so troubled that his sleep left him. In the Bible, we can see many occasions that people cannot fall asleep or very troubled by what they see, what encountered. In chapter 5, Belshazzar suddenly saw a finger writing on the wall. The Bible says that his countenance changed color, his waist lose power, and his knees start to knocking each other. Now, when he facing a noun, something that he did not know, and writing on the wall, and knew that there was war outside of the city, he really was very scared to a point that, you know, his two knees knocking each other. So this is ordinary people's reaction. Please turn to Psalm chapter 127, verse 2. Psalm 127, verse 2. 127, verse 2. 127, verse 2. It is vain for you to raise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrow. When people are in sorrow, they might raise up early or sit up late. But then the following verse says that, for so he gives his beloved sleep. It's very wonderful blessings and wonderful love from God. If you are beloved by the Lord, no matter what kind of troubles occurs in your life, you are able to fall asleep. It is just like when Peter was waiting to be head off the following morning, he would still be able to sleep with chains on his body, lock himself in between two soldiers. He will still be able to fall asleep. Even the light shine upon him, he was not able to wake up. The light of angel comes, he cannot wake up until angel pat on him, hey, wake up. At that time, he was able to wake up. He fall deep in sleep. He seems like he had no worry at all. So, brother and sister, a noun is a testing stone to see how it is your faith. Now, if you are panicked because your midterm is coming, you're panicked because one great difficulty in your life, it only tells us that Jesus Christ is not strong in your heart. Because Jesus said, those who come to me, they shall have peace. So this is something that Gentile people react. They don't have God. Please turn to Daniel chapter 2, verse 2. Please put your bookmark in Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2, verse 2. Then the king gave a command to call the magician, the astrologers, the sorcerers, and the Chaldeans to tell the king his dreams. So they came and stood before the king. Now, when a noun occurs to Gentile people, usually they will try very hard to solve their problem. They will use all their resources to solve their problem. You can see the king, Nebuchadnezzar, was a very powerful king. He was very smart too. Not only he was smart in his military power, he was very intellectual. You can see that he himself tested all the wise men, question concerning his culture. He was so smart that he knew that in order to make his country powerful, he got to train the foreign smart kids to learn their language, to learn their culture. So their culture and language can prevail in that generation. This is how smart it is. And he did not only know that he should control the earthly stuff, he also wanted to control the spiritual realms. So the Bible says that he gave titles to those, he erased or freed a lot of, astrologers. Verse 2, sorcerers, astrologers, and Chaldeans. Those who can interpret dreams. What is Chaldean? How come the Bible here says that they summon Chaldean? Does Chaldean has any special meaning in verse 2? We got to understand that Abraham came from the land of Chaldea, 加勒底的乌尔, the Ur in Chaldea. So actually Abraham was from this kind of society. That's why Abraham was called from Ur to the land of Canaan to start up a new race, a new culture, to worship one true God. Because in Chaldea land, a lot of people do this kind of stuff also. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 47, verse 1. I assume you are quite awake, therefore I will read the Bible myself. Right? Thank you. If you are sleepy, probably... Oh, yeah. Can you do me a favor? If you are sleepy, would you please stand up? And, you know, you can go to the back, you know, exercise a little bit, you know. Or stand there and listening, you know. Feel free to don't bother other people. Just stand up and walk to the back and stand over there and listen, right? What do you think? It's better that way? If you do it voluntarily, I don't need to ask you to do it that way, yeah? Well, I don't want to embarrass you, but... Okay, Isaiah chapter 47, verse 1. I know some of you only stay for 1 hour, huh? But may the Lord help us. Chapter 47, verse 1. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. For you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Now, all the following verses concerning is talking about the daughter of Babylon, and of course, most of Babylon is also the daughter of Chaldeans. Please skip to read verse 12. Stand now, verse 12. Stand now with your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries, in which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you will prevail. 13. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. That now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from what shall come upon you. The Lord is predicting that Babylon, even though they were powerful, one day they will fall. Actually, when you talk about Babylon, the Bible refers Babylon to the great world. So in Book of Revelation say, Babylon is going to fall. Babylon, 倾倒了, 倾倒了, 倾倒了. Babylon is going to fall, it's going to fall, it's going to fall. So my people, you got to come out from Babylon. So Babylon refers to what this word is. This word, you know, there are many people who do astrologers, they do all kinds of crazy stuff, right? Including those who read signs. Yeah? 观照的, read omens. Omens, yeah? You know omens. 观照的. You know, talk about them wrong. I know, you know what's wrong with these books? In these books, they are full of all kinds of what? Signs. The major character is a sign reader, yeah? Is it? How many of you know that? He was a sign reader. He can interpret all kinds of signs. I'm telling Bible. The Bible says that 观照的, those who just, you know, use their of course, this author is using his own wisdom, but use all kinds of weird ways to read signs, actually, they are abomination in the eyes of God. So you can understand these books, this author, what this author do, if it is, have to do with those kind of sign reading, actually, it is not right in the eyes of God. 观照的, you see something and you try to predict a lot of stuff in the future, that is what a lot of Gentiles people do, right? So everything was superstitious, that's what people do. So you know, you have knowledge, Chaldean people, they are full of sorcerers. So they let Chaldean become a special term equal to all those kind of people who are media in between the spiritual realm. So you can see, Nebuchadnezzar, he did not only care about this world, he also cared about the spiritual realms. Because in the ancient time, when kings fight, they also consult with spiritual realms. In the ancient time, when they fight, it's their gods fight with the other country's gods. It is gods fights to gods. So later on in chapter 5, you see King Belshazzar. King Belshazzar in chapter 5, what did he do? There was a war, there was a battle outside, but he took out the golden vessels from the temple of Jerusalem, and they used that kind of vessel to drink, to have joy, wonderful time. Actually, that action is trying to tell the high officer, saying that, see, our God is much better than the God of Israelites. That's why God was so angry at that time. That's why the finger of God appears at that time. So you have this kind of understanding that, you know, they consulted spiritual realms. Even nowadays, it's the same thing. It's only a rumor. Maybe some people work in FBI can confirm that. I overheard, of course, this is only a rumor. When we are fighting with Iraq, yeah? Like some experts also try to consult the Indian spirits, eagle's eyes, yeah, Indian spirits, right? Yeah, eagles is Indian spirit. They will try to see where did, use those kind of media stuff, try to see where is the weapons that is hidden. Those kind of stuff, people try to. So king have many resources. Nowadays, president have many brainers. They can give ideas. So when people facing a nun, they will try all kinds of ways, try simply to solve their problem, including consult with witch or those kind of people. So brother and sister, when you have difficulties, yeah? Nowadays, especially Chinese people, they are into feng shui, right? How many of your parents are into feng shui? Feng shui, do you know what is feng shui? Those who do not know feng shui, raise your hand. Feng shui is Chinese superstitious. They say that, for example, if you go to a Japanese restaurant, yeah, they have a cat. See? They have a Japanese, yeah, cat. What is cat for? Huh? Huh? Please speak in Chinese. 那只猫是做什么的? They have to do with superstitious. They arrange a furniture in a certain kind of way to say that there's more fortune, more luck will come. Those kind of stuff, actually, we should not go to consult with those kind of stuff. Because this is what God really hates. Huh? Please turn to Deuteronomy, chapter 18. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9. 18 verse 9 to 12. Deuteronomy 18 verse 9 to 12. When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn you shall not learn to follow the abomination of those nations. 10. They shall not be found among you anyone to make his son or his daughter pass through fires. In the Canaanites, yeah? They offer their sons to God by burning them up. That is very awful things. And you can find this in human history, other culture too. Or who practice witchcraft. Nowadays, if you look into internet, yeah? Witchcraft is very popular nowadays in United States. Like people worship Satan and you know, they will teach you all kind of trick. They will, if you do not like Michael Jackson, just make a figure of Michael Jackson and you chant it and you put a needle on Michael Jackson and Michael Jackson will get sick. That kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know why I teach this, but I'm telling you that this is wrong in the eyes of God. Continue reading. Verse 11. Or one who conjures spells. You know, spells, they can... This is a true story, huh? There's a, I think I share with you. Those people, you know, in Taiwan, there are some people, we call it Jin Guang Dang. You know what is Jin Guang Dang? Jin Guang Dang means that, you know, there were a group of people, they spell something on you, and you become dizzy, and you will listen to him to do something. Now, I ran into an old sister in Irvine, and she just simply shared with me a very interesting story. She said her mother was very rich, and her mother had a lot of gold in her treasure box or something. And her mother ran into Jin Guang Dang one day, and Jin Guang Dang put spell on her, right? And then she listened to Jin Guang Dang, she go to open the treasure box, and then what? Take all the gold stick and go take to the, give to those kind of people. Really, they just do something like this, then you do not know what happened. And then she said that she ran into a similar situation. You know, if you know this old sister, you know that she dressed up very nicely, yeah? She had a lot of pearls and, you know, rings and, you know. When you look at her, you know that she's loaded, yeah? So Jin Guang Dang loved this kind of person. So, you know, she tried to trick her too. Say, you know what, tomorrow we shall go someplace. I want to show you some luck to you. And this sister just wanted to try out what's going on. Because her mom suffered from those kind of people, yeah? So the next day, she indeed go to see them. And he said that person just pat on her shoulder and nothing happened to her. And that person was very amazed. And then she started to ask, what kind of religious are you? And she said, I believe in Jesus. She said, I believe in Jesus. Yeah. She said, so God. All Taiwanese people said, so she was prevented from those kind of spells. Really, I mean, outside there, we can see Satan also of certain power. That's why in Canaanites, there are many things like this. Let's continue reading, huh? Or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spirit, or all who do these things are abomination to the Lord. And because of this abomination, the Lord your God driven them out before you. So not consult with medium, the spirit and stuff. When I was little kids in Taiwan, actually I do aware of this at that time. Yeah, I do see people try to consult spirits, those who can call dead people's spirits up. And they try to ask, what's going on with our bad luck? You can see the media, maybe he is a boy, right? And the dead person was a girl. And suddenly she will speak in a girl's voice. And, you know, she will talk all kinds of stuff. We all know that it is not the dead person's spirit. It is Satan using those kind of ways to trick people. And really, they can tell some futures too. Fortune teller. There are three kinds of fortune teller, yeah? First kind is what? Jianghu Langzong. They are cheater. They do not know what they are saying. Second kind of fortune teller, they can watch your face, yeah? And say something you love to hear. They use psychological way to answer your problems. For example, you look worried, yeah? You look very sad. That's why you go to him or her, yeah? And he might say, I know something must be happened to you. In your heart, there's a dark spot in your heart. They can tell really just by your face and say something you love to hear. And you know, I have something for you and can solve your problem and try to trick your money. Another kind of fortune teller, really, they have some power, some spirits. But those kind of fortune teller cannot truly tell a Christian's future, your future, our future, because we belong to different kingdom. My sister-in-law, she was not married before she married my brother. What's going on? What was wrong with, huh? My sister-in-law, yeah? She was not a believer. Sorry, she was not a believer before she married my brother. I was confused. Okay, now and then, because when her father died, because they are very godly Buddhism. So they have all kinds of ceremony, and they start to bua bue, you know, if you are Taiwanese, you know what I'm saying. They will do some, you know, there are something, they will pray to their God and let them fall to the ground, and maybe it is this way, or this way, or this way, or whatever way it is, yeah? And they can do this, and then they can interpret what's going on. And when it comes to my sister-in-law, at that time she was baptized already, for some reason that bay, yeah? For some reason, every time he's thrown, maybe, suppose this way, yeah, I don't know what happened. Maybe always stand up. I mean, never able to tell my sister-in-law's future. It's really amazing. You can tell that you belong to God already. Now today, because when they face a nun, they try to use all kind of resources to give them wisdom. But we have one true God. We don't need that. We don't need that. Spiritual realm is very interesting. I just want to share with you for your reference. I mean, I'm reluctant to share with this, but let me give a try. I really don't think I like that, but it is a true story. Now, one day at midnight when I wake up, and my o'clock is 4:44. The digit shows either 14 or 444, something like that, or 414. I say, how come I wake up at this time? I usually don't wake up this time. And the digit says 414. I say, what's going on? And I close my eyes, yeah? And I pray to God, God, do you want to tell me something? And I open my eyes. I thought minutes has passed, yeah? But I open my eyes, it's still 414. Or 444. You know, 4 in Taiwanese is what? You know that, right? And I start to think, is my grandma dying? later on, actually, my grandma was dying. Actually, my grandma just had funeral service last week. And later on, you know, from that moment on, I always read signs like this. But I tell God, God, I don't like this. I don't know where does it come from. I mean, because the Bible says, yeah? The Bible says, God talked to Moses as he talked face to face, yeah? Face to face. You don't need signs. You don't need reading signs, those kind of stuff. So I told God, no, we shall, as your children, I don't know who it is from, but as your children, we shall be elevated. Because I still remember, this is my mother's mother. I still remember my father's mother. When the Lord was calling her home, I don't need anything. I just have a very strong feeling when I was in Hawaii. I especially call my sister, I say, check home, because in Hawaii, it's not easy for me to call Taiwan, but call LA is local. With a cell phone, I call my sister in LA, call home, I think grandma is dying, and not my mother's mother. I have a strong feeling that grandma is dying. It is like something that is in your heart. You don't need signs, you don't need all this kind of stuff. No, so you can see this kind of stuff might come to tempt you and try to eel into those kind of sign reading and stuff. I tell God, no, I don't like this kind of stuff. I mean, I don't know where is it from. But later on, of course, it is a mystery. But I believe Holy Spirit is much powerful than those kind of stuff. The Lord do not want us to consult it medias or try to go into this kind of superstitious stuff. Oh, so you try to understand this. Huh? Now, Nebuchadnezzar, when he faced a nun, another thing, Daniel chapter 2, verse 5. Daniel chapter 2, verse 5. The king answered and said to the Chaldeans, "My decision is firm. If you do not make known the dream to me and its interpretation, you shall be cut in pieces, and your house shall be made an ash heap. However, if you tell the dreams of its interpretation, you shall receive from me gifts, rewards, and great honor. Therefore, tell me the dreams and its interpretation." You can see that Nebuchadnezzar do not love to share the dreams in my translation. He says that my decision is firm. What is your translation? Some translation says that the things from me is gone. Meaning that I don't, in Chinese translation it says that, what did he say? Chinese translation. Chapter 2, verse 5, yeah? 我已经忘了. But he forget it about it already. The things for me is gone. I forget about it already. But in another translation is that, no, he did not truly forget about it. My decision is firm. Meaning that I am not going to tell you what is in my brain, what is my dream. So it's up to you. It's up to you to call. Did he really forget about the dream? Or he truly know what he had dreamed, but he sealed it. He do not reveal it. You know why? Because if you tell the Chaldeans, yeah? You know, people can interpret anything they like, and nobody know if it is true or not true. Only you have to wait until time comes. Then you can determine it is real or it is not real, yeah? So if the children can say anything they feel like to please the king, so the king says that, you know what? You shall interpret the dream, and I'm not going to tell you my dream. You shall tell me my dream. And the Chaldean people was very frustrated because of this, yeah? Please read chapter 2. Verse 10. Chapter 2, verse 10. The Chaldean answered the king and said, "There is not a man on earth who can tell the king's matter. Therefore, no king, lord, or ruler has ever asked such thing of any magicians, astrologers, or Chaldeans." 11. "It is difficult thing that the king requests, that there is no other who can tell it to the king except the gods, who dwelling is not with flesh." You see, so the children said, nobody said that. You know, you want us to interpret the dream? You got to reveal your dream to us. Now you conceal it. Your decision is firm. You don't want to make none to us. How can we do anything about it? So you can see, concerning a nun, Gentile people try to make sure they are not tricked. They try to make sure everything go to their way, go to king's way. Right? So they play what? Politics in our days are termed. Now, you got to answer me even though I don't tell you. Otherwise, I may not seeing that you say the right thing. So there are all kinds of politics involved in this society. This is Gentiles' way, yeah? When they're facing a nun. But this is not God's way. Oh. There was a brother told me he wanted to depart from his company. I said, "Why? Your job is very good, you know. Your benefit is so wonderful. I mean, maybe it's hard for you to find another job like this." But he said, "Simply too many politics to play. I don't like politics." Indeed, in this world, when people are facing a nun, they play politics. And then later on, the king go extreme. Chapter 2, verse 12. Chapter 2, verse 12. "For this reason, the king was angry and very furious, and gave the command to destroy all the wise men of Babylon." So you know what? Gentile people will always go extreme to get their answer. Or when they are frustrated, they will use very drastic way to solve their problem. You see, King Nebuchadnezzar have superpower. His word is the law. When it comes to Persian or Medi, now when the king says something, they will write it down, and the king's ring is a seal, yeah? Need to seal on what he said, become a decree. And even the king cannot go against the law. That is the kingdom of Baal, yeah? not lion, yeah? The next generation, yeah? It is. But Babylon is so superpower, it's like a golden head, not the silver breast. So his war is the law, so he can do anything he like. He want you die, you cannot live. He want you to be the greatest person, you know, you will be the greatest person on earth. That's how it is. That's why we call it, it's a golden heart. Now, another point is that when Gentile people are facing a nun, really, sometimes they go extreme. Like, I can kill you anytime I like. Or using killing way to solve their problem. Now, when I was starting these chapters, I happened to log into CNN.com. I read a story. It's very sad. A family, a father with two kids, teenager kids, I believe, and a wife, of course a wife, his wife. They went to Miami for vacations. And for some reason, I think this couple do not have a good marriage or something, and he cannot solve the problem. He's just facing this unknown, and that troubled him a lot. So what did he decide? He take these two kids, yeah, to 16th floor in Miami, tall tower, you know, 16 floors, and he's trying to grab one kid, throwing up to the from the balcony, and the second kid throwing from the balcony, and later on he himself jumped from the balcony. Balcony, yeah? Yangtai, right? Balcony, right? And so you can see Gentile people, sometimes when they face a nun, this is the only way to solve their problem. Drastic, extreme. This is something now we can see Gentile people do. Now, you are children of God. Now, when you face a nun, what do you do? What did Daniel do? Please turn to chapter 2, verse 14. Now, you know, a nun will occur to Gentile people, will occur to you too, because Jesus said, we are not exempt from the trouble of this world. Verse 14, then with counsel and wisdom, Daniel answered Arik, the captain of king's guard, who had gone out to kill the wise men of Babylon. So you can see Daniel was able to use what? Prudent and wisdom and counsel to answer kindly what is going on. You can see the Chaldeans are sort of different. He says that, no king are like you, you know? You are so, you know, you don't want to tell us your dream, and then you wonder your answer. They were answer in a very hasty way, imprudent way, not wisely. But not Daniel. Daniel, because he has God in his heart, so he remained very calm. Brother and sister, when you throw a stone into the lake, it's different from them, from you throw a stone into the ocean. What is the difference? When you throw a stone into the lake, you can see a lot of ripples going on because it's so small. Your heart, the lake is so small. But if you throw a stone into the ocean, you don't see ripples. Ocean remains as a big ocean. Now, that lake or that ocean could be your heart. If the God is so huge in your heart, like a huge ocean, that many trouble throw into your life, this you still can remain very calm. But if the Holy Spirit is very little, it's not strong enough, you know, God is not power inside you, people just threw several stones into your heart, then you are agitated. You got angry like the Chaldean people. So you can see, Daniel, God would have God inside. He was so calm and he answered with wisdom, yeah? Please read Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 17. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 17. 9:17 and 18. Words of the wise spoken quietly shall be heard, rather than the shout of a ruler of fools. 18. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroys much good. Now, I like this verse. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. Many people try to fight with a lot of weapons, yeah? But your brain actually is much sharper than the sword in your hand. Now, if you have the God's wisdom inside you, and you can answer quietly, just with the words of wisdom, actually is much greater than, actually it can be heard. It will be better than the roaring of Nebuchadnezzar. Even though he shout out loud, but actually it don't make sense sometimes. So you can see there was wonderful spirit in Daniel's heart. He answered with prudent and wisdom. Please read Daniel chapter 2, verse 16. What else did he do when he faced a nun? Chapter 2, verse 16. So Daniel went in and asked the king to give him time, that he might tell the king the interpretation. 17. Then Daniel went to his house and made a decision known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions. See, this is his reaction. First of all, he asks for time to pray. Actually, before he asks for time to pray, verse 16 says that he wants to tell the king the interpretation. Now, when I read this verse, there's another feeling, yeah? Now, Daniel, really with the Spirit of God inside, he is able to assume all the responsibility right now. Before, the king wanted to kill all the wise men because he was very angry, yeah? Now, he's want to kill Daniel too. But Daniel said, please give me time. I will. I will tell you the answer. It was many people's problem before, right? Many people will die. But Daniel said, just let me answer it. If the king want, meaning that if the king want to kill me, I will assume all the responsibilities. Yeah? I will do it. Now, this is some kind of guts. Now, you know that he this is really some kind of spirit. When I read this verse, it reminds me of September 11th case, yeah? When all the people was running out of the building, some people went in to save people, yeah? Those policemen. Now, it was like Daniel. Now, king want to kill all the people. Say, chotto matte kudasai. Wait for a second. I will solve the problem for you. That's how his reaction. Assume all the responsibility on him. And then he requests for time. Brother and sister, praying needs time. Praying needs time. Daniel asking for time. Now you come to NYTS. You pray for one day. A lot of time you were in a hurry. You want God to answer you immediately. Like what? Aladdin Sen Deng, right? Aladdin lamp? Yeah. Some people trick out like that lamp. You rub, then the genie? Yeah, you rub, and genie shows up. Hey, I'm your master, yeah? You listen to me, yeah? Now, give me a house, right? Now, give me an A in my test. Now, you rub, you want answer. This is not God's way. Daniel requests for time. Give me time. Prayer needs time. If you want to need time for God to answer you, what does it mean? You are testing God. When Jesus was brought up to the edge of the temple, or roof of the temple, by Satan, and Satan asked him, jump down, because angel will save you. Now, Satan was saying that during this 15 seconds or 30 seconds, yeah, you shall do it, and then the Lord will provide angel to save you. God will do it according to your request. Actually, you want God to listen, to fulfill your answer in 15 seconds. It is a test. It's a test to the Lord. So indeed, you need time in your prayer. Or don't forget about time. You know, God is timeless. God is beyond time and space. Time is for you. Time is for you to show your sincerity. Time is for you to be more concentrated. Time, simply God wants to see how sincere and in God, even though you're sincere, God has his timing too. So you've got to spend time in your prayer, right? How many people are praying prayer 15 minutes a day in your daily life? Please raise your hand. Yes, I see some IETS students raise their hands. Why do I say that? Because in IETS, yeah, the teachers talk to the instructor talk to every teachers to be, please praying for 15 minutes a day, yeah? Hey, I forgot to come. Hey, raise your hand again. I want to see how much percent. It's a big sigh, yeah? 15 minutes. No, you guys remind me, one day I was in East Coast. I was teaching E2 or J1. And because you guys are afraid of tests, yeah? So I purposely give a question. If you answer yes, I will give you a 10 points bonus. The question is that I determined to pray 15 minutes a day. If you check, then you have, what, 10 or 15 points, yeah? It's because you guys like points. I can give you all the points you like, right? as long as you really pray. I don't mind, really. I mean, points do not mean anything to me. Points do not, well, really. I mean, just you. The Lord do not look at people. The Lord look at your heart. But guess what? I asked the counselor, how many people check on that box? Less than half. Maybe less than one third. I said, wow, we give you points. It's still there now to check, yeah? 15 minutes per day. Brother and sister, prayer takes time. As wonderful as Daniel, spiritual as Daniel, he still requests time to pray. This is how he responds to the king. And when he prayed, the Bible said, where did he go? He go to who? Go to who? His three friends. To reveal the problem to them. Say, please, let's pray together for this event. Let's turn to Matthew. Chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. Verse 19. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. 20. For whether two or three are gathered together in my name, I am in the midst of them. Brother and sister, you have to grab the promise of God. You know what? A lot of time, we miss a lot of blessing in this life because a lot of word of Jesus, we just read it and throw it into garbage. We hear from this year and this year goes out. This is a great promise of God. The Lord says that two or three, you pray together and the Lord will be in the midst of you. Yeah, and it will be done for them that by my Father in heaven. When they ask anything, they ask, it will be done. What kind of promise is this? This is a blank check, actually. This is a blank check. All you need to do is sign with, what, two or three people. You sign with two or three people, and you can fill in the amount all you like. This is how wonderful our Lord is. But these two, three friends, right, got to be truly know your situation. They can truly know your heart. You are truly very close to one another. They will not despise you, or they will not just laugh at you because you have very silly questions. You know what? Daniel's three friends and Daniel, they were friends in trouble. They were friends in need. Friends in need is friends indeed, isn't it? Yeah? Friends in need is friends indeed. See, I know you did not go to army, but you know, when we went to army, yeah? When you go to army, always you will make some good friends because you go through, you know, you escape your life together. You went to very tough training together, and you become very bonding because you're like what? Buddy-buddy, yeah? You went through so much together. Like in NYTS, I noticed that some of you are the same. Like some of you make very good friends, like you grab each other to the prayer room. You truly share your heart. You are not afraid to tell people your weaknesses. You will tell people, you know what? I'm really very sick of one of my problems. I'm really drowning. Please save me. And you are able to share all your problems to him. And you say, problem, no problem. I'm your arms, yeah? Just hold on my arms. Let's go. Let's pray. God will answer. See, only with this kind of mentality and friendship and truly know your heart, when you truly united together, just like three cord, yeah? They are together. 三股合成的绳子是不容易折断的. When these three cords are together, it is not easy to be break. You need that kind of friends. I think it's good to make that kind of friends at NYTS. You know why? Because you gone through bullet together, right? Gone through hard time together. You gone through training together. It's good. It's good that you have some friends over here. So you are able to grab this promise. Even you do not have friends, you are in my age, yeah? All my friends are in Taiwan, or, you know. This life is very interesting. I mean, we are keep traveling. It's so hard to keep your friend. At least you shall pray with your family member. At least you shall treat your family, because family member love you very much. And when you pray, really, you put your heart together, you will produce mighty power. I still remember once more time when my daughter, at that time, she was fourth grade, I think. One night, late at night, she suddenly crying. It's midnight, I think 1 or 2 o'clock or 12 o'clock. She suddenly crying and crying and crying. And she wake up, and she told us that her ears is so hurting. We have two choices. First choice is like, send her to emergency, yeah, like any other people do. But we decided to try the other choices first. We wake up all my family member, including her brother. We pray and pray and pray, and thank God, just keep praying. And then she was able to fall asleep in the prayer. It works when you pray in one accord. It works. This is my personal experience. I mean, it's God's glory. It's not saying that I'm doing a good thing, but I'm just saying that it works. For me, I think it will work for you too. It works for Daniel. Even God showed him a mystery. Can you imagine that? God put the same dream in Nebuchadnezzar into his brain, into his dream. This is really amazing. That's no wonder the Chaldean says that, you know, no other people will do this. Only a God who do not remain in the flesh can do that. This is very true. God is almighty and God can do that. Yeah? So this is what Daniel's response. So we can learn that, you know, God can solve everything. So later on, God gave the dream. What is the dream? I think you already draw your paper already, yeah? So what is the dream? The dream is what? Golden? Silver? So this is Medi, this is in Persian, yeah? Ma Dai Po Si, right? In chapter 7, I think, there was a ram. The ram have two horns, yeah? One is what? One is taller than the other one. The taller one, the higher one is Persian. The shorter one is Medi. Saying that Persian, this is Medi, this is Persian, yeah? Medi, Persian. And when you see chapter 7, there was a ram, yeah? Have two horns, and that longer one is what? Persian. Persian is powerful. When you see the bears, the Bible says he was raised up from one side. You will read the Bible carefully. Okay? The bear, right? Do you pay attention to that? He was raised up from one side. What does it mean? Because Persian was raised up, yeah? Medi is not as powerful. That's why in history, you seldom hear the kingdom of Medi, yeah? You hear Persian Gulf, Persian one, right? Persian's name still remains. You seldom hear the name of Medi because it is not as powerful as Medi. So you know what I'm saying. So you see, there was a bronze, and then a silver, and bronze is what? Bronze is what? Huh? Greeks, yeah? Greeks, this is Bailey and the other groups asked me a question. Bailey and his thigh. They draw over here, according thigh, is brown. To me, when I check seven translation, it is the Bailey and Bailey's thigh. I don't know where is Bailey's thigh. Do you know where is Bailey's thigh? Does Bailey have a thigh? You don't think so? Maybe somewhere, hey, who is medical doctor over here? Well, the Bible said Bailey and his thigh. So it is not over here, okay? It is not over here. It is Bailey's thigh somewhere. Another translation, Bailey, S-I-D, side. Bailey and side, okay? So I think this is what I'm meaning. So when you draw, don't draw up to here, okay? Down here, I'm sorry, not up here. Anyway, and so this is what, who is this? Greece. Right? Again, who is the first king of Greece? Hello, it will be in the test. Who is the first king? Alexander the Great. What year did he die? Age 32. Yeah? He died very young. That's why he don't have any children. That's why four generals took over. That's why you draw four heads. The lepers, yeah? Have four heads because four generals took over. the stuff. Now, you dream the legs. The legs is iron, but when you go down, it is mixed with clay and iron. Yeah? That is East woman and West woman. Right? 东罗马跟西罗马, right? And then when it comes to Topa, what happened? There was a... What? Hello? There was a strike the image. There was what? Hello? Yes, there was rock. There was a rock not made by man. Struck the image to the, and then all the image what disappear, and then there was a something like mountain appears. Yeah, let's read it. Chapter 2, verse 34. Chapter 2, verse 34. And you watched while a stone was cut out without hands. When I first read it, I thought this is 陨石, how do you say 陨石 in English? 陨石, the stone from the sky, how do you call it? Huh? Asteroid, yeah, media, yeah? Because media is a man not cut up from human's hand, yeah? Maybe a media. And what did he say? Which verse are we reading? Oh, 34. A stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broken into pieces. 35. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, the gold was crushed together and become like chaff from the summer threshing floors. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. What does it mean? So this great mountain actually is the mountain of God. This becomes God's kingdom fulfilled. And it stands there and forever, yeah? Fill the whole earth, yeah? So remember, when was Jesus born? In which kingdom? In Babylon kingdom or in Greeks or in Roman? Huh? Romans, of course. You don't Romans, yeah? Jesus was born in Romans generation, yeah? Right? This is very important because this is also shows in the images when we don't have time for this right now, huh? But later you can see when it goes to the very bottom of human history, this is human history, yeah? When you go to the very bottom, a rock means that there was a great disaster will come. The Bible says that the earth will be consumed by fires one day. How fires come to this earth? Well, these people are saying, I have no guarantee about it, okay? These people are saying, that one day the 陨石, meteors, all the rocks from the sky will start to hit the earth. Do you notice that there was a meteor hit, which star was that? Tunguska, not Tunguska. Which star is that? Mars, or there was a great impact. Jupiter, yeah? There was a great hit by that rock. They are saying that if that rock have ever hit Earth, maybe, or bigger size than that rock, maybe the Earth will go away from its orbit. When the Earth goes away from its orbit, all the gravity will be what? Mixed up, right? And then all the stars will start to fall. Actually, those kind of phenomena were described in the Bible. In the book of Revelation, all the stars start to fall. And everything turned into darkness. And nowadays, when this rock coming from the sky, people start to discuss how many possibility there are other rocks might hit the earth. And they start to prepare missiles. When indeed there's a rock come over, we want to shoot it down. Do you read that kind of report? We do not know. But this is one of the theory that could happen. But again, we do not. We only know what the Bible says. The Bible says, human history, that image, one day will be struck down. You can see nothing. Everything will gone with the wind. No more. Everything that is material is gone with the fire. And the everlasting kingdom of God will remain. Right? So all the images, all the visions, always talk about the end days. Always talk about the end. All the visions that you read later on, always talk about that part. Actually, when Jesus talked about in Matthew chapter 24, when he took up the end day, also talk about, I keep telling you, at 70 AD, Roman general Titus attack Jerusalem. And Jesus said, when you're on the top of the roof, do not go down to the house. When you are pregnant, you are in trouble because you are pregnant and you have a baby, you're milking the baby, you are in trouble because you got to run for your life. That's why Paul in 1 Corinthians says that if you are not married, just remain single. Because at that time, you are married just like you are not married. It don't make any difference anymore. Because the end is coming. So when Jesus talked about Matthew chapter 4, when he talked about the end, he did not only talk about the 70 AD, the title come, also talk about true end. Yeah? Remember, we says that multiple what? 重复应验, multiple fulfillment, right? So the same image is the same. When the free time is Romans age, yeah? Romans age, Jesus' kingdom indeed got established. Right? You understand my point? Indeed, Jesus came to set up the earth, 12 disciples, set up the kingdom of God, and that kingdom of God left forever. Oh, so when you see the last age, you always have to look at that historical, from historical perspective and from the end times perspective. Now, this is how Daniel saw faith and now really have strong faith. He knew that when he prayed with his friends, God is able to solve everything. You know what? You know, sometimes God is able to tell us with dreams too. I'm not... Even nowadays, still the same thing. Please turn to Job chapter 33. Verse 52. 15. Job... In a dream, in a vision of the night, when this sleep falls upon men, while stumbling on their beds, 16, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions, 17, in order to turn men from his deeds and conceal pride from men, 18, he keeps back his counsels from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Indeed, sometimes God will use dreams to tell us the future. Just like God gave Daniel the same dream as the Nebuchadnezzar, so both of them can tell the future. So they can tell the future for us. So they write down in the book to let us know that God indeed can predict or foretelling the future, because the future is in God's hand. Even nowadays, sometimes God will do the same thing still nowadays. Now, before I say this, let me ask you a question. How did Jesus' father Joseph escape to Egypt? Why? Why did he bring baby Jesus to Egypt? What happened? Huh? Yeah, when they are census, yeah? And then what? The hero want to kill the baby at that time. So the angels show up in Joseph's dream. In a dream, Joseph learned that. In a dream, angels tell Joseph, run for your life. Bring the baby to Egypt. Huh. See, so God may reveal the dangers to a person to escape so their life will not be perished, according to this verse. Sometimes he will do that. When I went to Irvine Church, I ran into a sister from Indonesia. And the sister told me the reason why he escaped to the United States. She told me that she had a dream one night, and she dreamed the great persecution from the native to persecution all the Chinese people. You heard all the news already, right? Decades ago, maybe 10 years ago, whatever, or maybe within a decade. I don't remember that. Anyway, he had a dream about that. So she wanted her husband to just flee away from Indonesia. Even though I think their financial is quite good over there, but they insist to leave. Now, after they came to the United States, one day they watched TV talking about the persecution in Indonesia. Yeah, the situation, it was exactly the dreams that she had. So sometimes God will use this kind of way to make us go, just like in the ancient time, God used this kind of way. Huh? Then God can reveal the mysteries. Yeah. Turn to Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. Daniel 2, 28. As for you, O king, thoughts came to your mind while on your bed about what would come to pass after this, that he would reveal secrets, has made known to you what will be. So we can see the Lord can reveal secrets. Today, through Holy Spirit, the Lord revealed his will and his ideal, or even his doctrine to us, to church. So one point is that the Lord can really control everything. He can tell everything. Now, the Lord even can control history. Verse 21, chapter 2, verse 21. And he changed the times and the seasons. He removed kings and raised up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. So, brother and sister, even though it is human history, yeah? To human history, like it is golden head, silver, and bronze, and gold. But you know what? All this human history is in the hands of God. It's in the hands of God. God can change everything. And in human's eyes, it is gold, silver, it's precious. Like you talk about Babylonian. Wow, what a great kingdom. The God that, even they are famous for their hanging garden. You still heard about it, yeah? Hanging garden in Babylon. Everybody remember Babylon. Wow, what a beautiful civilization. Oh, Greek, what a great country. But in the eyes of God, in human, they are gold, silver, and bronze. And in the eyes of God, they are simply beasts. Okay? Babylon, it looks like gold. Actually, it's a lion in the eyes of God. It's a very violent lion. You are silver, but you are a bear in the eyes of God. You are an animal, just keep eating the flesh. Keep devour the bone, the three bones, yeah? And he will eat a lot of flesh. So the civilization in your eyes, United States, to you, is the greatest country, but from the book of Revelation, United States could be the greatest harlot. Da yin hu. Right? I mean, this is, look at our laws which permitted same-sex marriage. Look at what we promoted in Hollywood. Look at those kind of situations. In the eyes of God, in the eyes of man, yes, this is the dream country. People say American dream come true, meaning that you have a good life, but in the eyes of God, what is this? Simply a big harlot riding on a beast. So you can see the same dream. Yeah? You see chapter 2 and chapter 10, the same dream, but with different angles. Human's angle, when he talked to the king, talking from human's angle, when he give to the prophet, interpreted by angels, it is from God's angle. But no matter what, it is all controlled in the hands of God. So don't worry about your country's future. Right? No matter it's Japan, USA, wherever, Taiwan, right? Don't worry about it. Everything is in God's hand. So when you face a noun, we just entrust everything into the hands of God. Let's pray in silence.